In this way, the person will be again purifying himself. And the whole purpose of this Hajj is to get purification, to get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, to get the marifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Brother Hafiz Hussain, you had asked a little earlier something about Zamzam, and he said that I mentioned in that book, Kicking the Habit, which is actually a compilation of some of my talks. So in there, I was giving a prescription to some brothers that were going. They were going to go to Malaysia for a holiday, but they were on drugs. And then I think I was talking to them that instead of Malaysia, why don't you go to Makkah Sharif? But go about it in the manner that I'm showing you. And then inshallah, you will find that you will kick this habit and you will get clean and you will get out of this sickness and disease of yours. So one of the things that I mentioned was that it is not haram to drink the cold drink there. It is not haram to drink tea. It is not haram to drink juices. It's completely halal and completely permissible. But even though many, many things are halal and many things are permissible, but a person forgoes those luxuries and those items when a doctor puts him on a diet. If a person is on sugar, if he's got diabetes, then the Hakim or the doctor tells him that you mustn't eat chocolates, you mustn't eat sweets, you mustn't eat this, you mustn't eat that. Now the doctor or the Hakim does not say it is haram to eat chocolates. He doesn't say it is haram to eat barfi. He doesn't say it is haram to eat halwa. But for this patient, he says that you must abstain from it, because if you are not going to go on this diet, then you will not benefit from the medication that I will be giving. So in the same way here, this person who is going now and he's got this intention that he wants to kick this habit, he wants to get out of this sin, he wants to get out of this vice, then I suggest to them that now and again, casually, if you add some cold drink or juice, well and good. But in Makkah Mukarramah, drink as much Zamzam as possible. Drink as much Zamzam as possible, because Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, he has reported that hadith in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that Sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yaqul. He says, I had heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say. And what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? Ma wa zamzam lima shuriba lahu. That the water of Zamzam, with whatever niyat and whatever intention you drink it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill that intention. That's what it means. So now this person is drinking this water of Zamzam with this intention that he wants a complete cleanup of his system, inside and outside. The person is drinking plenty of Zamzam so that whatever harm and damage has been caused by those drugs over a period of time, then the Zamzam becomes a cure for that. And at the same time, he is making a lot of dua that, Ya Allah, make this drinking of this Zamzam a means of my completely giving up this habit of taking drugs. So that is what I had advised, that drink plenty of Zamzam. And there are so many hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one or two which just comes to mind now, is in what it, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in one of the hadiths, he had called Zamzam the service of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the sabil of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So that it was through the striving of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that this well was opened up. Furthermore, you may have heard some speaker or the other, when speaking on Zamzam, mentioned that Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu to bring some Zamzam. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that there was some clean water in the house which he felt would be better to give, since so many people's hand had touched this water. That was at the time of Hajjatul Wida. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, give me of that which all drink. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought from that water. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank, he threw it over his eyes, he then took and drank a second time and again threw some over himself. In this way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demonstrated the great virtue of the water of Zamzam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that if only Hazrat Hajira did not say Zamzam, this water would have spread throughout the world. And who does not know that billions and billions and billions of liters of water have been taken from that well, but it hasn't decreased that water in any way. In fact, it seems that it is always increasing and increasing. There are great virtues of Zamzam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in one hadith, he had said that perform your salat on the salat places of the righteous ones and drink of their water. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the companions that you must perform your salat on the place where the righteous people perform their salat, and you must drink of their water. The companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what are the salat places of the pious ones, of the righteous ones, upon which we must pray, upon which we must make our salat? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that is under the mizab-e rahmat. Then make your salat under the mizab-e rahmat. That means in the hatim, if you get the opportunity, then make your salat there. Great, great anbiya, awliya, and sahaba-i-kiram, tabi'in, tabi'in, have made the salat there. So you get the opportunity of making your salat on that spot on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or the sahabas or others who were pious and righteous made the salat. And then when they inquired about the water, he said, what is the water of the saintly ones? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied that is zamzam. So zamzam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, one of its sifats is this, that a person who is a hypocrite, the person who is a munafiq, the person who is outwardly proclaiming great love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but in his practical life he does not seem to have any kind of action that demonstrate this love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No namaz, no zakat, no hajj. The person speaks lies, the person breaks his promises, the person gambles, the person indulges in other vices and evils. So when the person, he has got nifaq in his heart, he got nifaq means hypocrisy in his heart, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that such people will not be able to drink much of zamzam. That is one of the signs that person will not be able to drink much. He will just be able to drink a little. Of course, sometimes if the person is sick and that water is very, very cold there, he cannot get the ordinary plain water, or some other reason he cannot drink very much, then it doesn't mean that he is also a munafiq. But here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave one of the signs. And the person who has got iman, then he will go on drinking and drinking until he drinks to his heart's content. I think the time has once again expired, and we haven't been able to cover much because we started late. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless all those who are going for Hajj with Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. And Hajj Mabroor is that Hajj in which the person stays away from all sins, all vices, all evils. Otherwise it's very easy, we tell everybody Hajj Maqbool, Mabroor. But it is which Hajj is Maqbool? Which Hajj is the accepted Hajj? The accepted Hajj is that Hajj in which the person stays away from haram, from forbidden things, and he fulfills all the adab of Hajj, the fara'is, the wajibat, the sunnats, the mustahabs. It has now become a norm and a fashion that the person is guided many a times by people who keep telling him that this is farz, so just undertake the farz. Forget about this, this is just sunnat, this is just sunnat, this is just sunnat. Now imagine if the person is going to go with that kind of an attitude, that this is just sunnat, so leave it out, this is just sunnat, so leave it out. So what kind of fruit will he get from that Hajj? That is like somebody who is under great pressure and he just wants to get over it, that's the kind of Hajj he is making. From the first point of view, we'll say his Hajj is valid, but the thing is that he does not get the anwar of the sunnat in his life. We should study how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made his Hajj, and then try to fulfill all the sunnats of Hajj, fulfill the wajibat of Hajj, fulfill the fara'is of Hajj. Then we will get the true spirit of Hajj in our hearts. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all those who are going, may Allah ta'ala give them the tawfiq to make Hajj in the appropriate manner, fulfill all their wishes, good desires, and Allah ta'ala accept all the du'as, the tawaf, the ziyarat, and Allah ta'ala accept their Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, wukufs. May Allah ta'ala bring them back safely, and Ameen. Through their du'as, may Allah ta'ala forgive us too. Ameen. And all the listeners of Al-Ansar and the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is going very, very trying, difficult, hard times, going through great amount of tribulation, great amount of suffering. May Allah ta'ala, with the du'as of all the hujjaj, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the entire Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين